It is the Daily Podcast, Tuesday morning, December 14th. Here you go. All the good stuff from today's morning show. A snake may be lurking in your Christmas tree. That's where we started off. The Garden of Eden. Speaking of Christmas, we went over some movie trivia today. Are you decorating your cubicle for the holidays? One lady is, to the extreme. And on the topic of holidays, KFC is back at it with their Yule log. London was calling in song stories today, and comedian Adam Ferrara called us up once again. Plus, we got a little update on Vets Aid. Here you go. It's all here right now. Enjoy. It's the Daily Podcast.
Dave, did you live tree or fake tree?
Live.
Live tree. Yeah. All right. And I know you do both.
Yeah, we do both. We have the fake one in the basement.
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah. All right. Ever in the live tree, you ever find anything live in the live tree?
No, I always look. I always worry something's going to jump out of me.
That's the National Lampoon for you.
Squirrel.
You know, what about you?
My one-year-old pops out here and there.
I have had my cat in the tree before.
Yeah, is that right? But I'm saying, something.
No, nothing from outside of the house.
Never outside of the house. Well, I guess this could be a problem when you live in South Africa. Okay. A wildlife rescuer in South Africa was summoned to a home in which the family found a venomous snake slithering through the branches of their Christmas tree. No one was hurt. All right. They posted a video of it, but just the idea of, hey, honey, that string of lights isn't on.
Yeah. Right? What's on the star?
That string of lights is moving.
The John DeBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
There are so many Christmas movies, and there's things behind some of these movies that a lot of us don't know about. Like, do you know that Bill Murray was supposed to be Bad Santa?
No.
Yeah, Billy Bob Thornton ended up getting it.
I can picture that.
Bill Murray was doing Scrooge, and he improvised a lot of the lines that he did in Scrooge. And because of a conflict, he couldn't do Bad Santa. All right, so it ended up going to Billy Bob Thornton.
I'm happy about that.
Yeah.
I think Billy Bob is a better role of the dirty.
Yeah, he's sleazier for
sure. Yeah. One of your favorites, The Nightmare Before Christmas.
It's fantastic, yes.
That came around because Tim Burton was in probably like a Home Depot. You know, it's at that point in the year where Christmas and Halloween sort of clash, right? That's what gave him the idea to put the movie together. Yeah.
It took him 17 years to actually do it because it was stop motion. But
Someone actually wanted to put a laugh track in It's a Charlie Brown Christmas. And Charles Schulz went, no, that is not going to happen. Right? And do you know why the Grinch is green? This is really weird.
Nope.
All right? The director of How the Grinch Stole Christmas gave the Grinch a green color because he was inspired by the ugly green car that he had rented.
Oh, wow. Okay.
That's bizarre.
All right.
And Mythbusters did prove that if you lick a frozen pole, your tongue will stick to it.
Sure.
They did that. All right. And lastly, Love Actually, which I love that movie.
Great movie.
How can you not like that movie? Has 10 different plot lines that you have to. There was supposed to be 14.
What?
There were supposed to be 14 plot lines in that movie, and they finally went, no, I think 10 is more than enough. Oh, look, hey, it's Christmas, and Billy Mack is on the air. Oh, my God. It's magical.
The John DeBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
I bumped into this story yesterday about, I don't know if they do this, we don't do it here, you know, and thank God, right? Some companies hold cubicle decorating contests.
Oh, I could see that.
For the holidays.
Yeah.
All right. And some woman turned her cubicle into a gingerbread house.
All right. Nice.
You know, and it got me to thinking, because when it was all said and done, she put hours into this thing.
Sure.
All right. And was all said and done. The prize, wasn't all that great. But I can imagine it becoming an HGTV show.
Coming up on This Old Cubicle, Monica is a single mother obsessed with decorating.
My daughter says I'm extra.
And when she found out her office was having a cubicle decorating contest,
I turned my cubicle into a gingerbread house.
Yep, She spent 8 hours on her day off.
Cardboard, tape, Christmas lights, candy stickers, a snowy white roof.
And when her fellow workers showed up on Monday, they were blown away.
I totally won the competition.
That's right, 8 hours on her day off for a $25 gift certificate to Applebee's.
Wait, what? Aww.
On the next episode, Monica turns her gingerbread house cubicle into a homeless tent. Only on This Old Cubicle.
The John DiBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK. You know the bands. You know the songs. This is the history behind them. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK presents... Song Stories.
Song Stories being brought to us by Revivalist Spirits. Go to revivalistspirits.com. Use the promo code SPIRIT for 50% off award-winning spirits delivered to your door. You know, I've been talking about their bourbon, and their bourbon is actually under Resurgent. Resurgent is their bourbon. Revivalist is their gin and their vodka.
Okay.
All right. You know, all of which are spectacular.
Yes.
We surely love them. The Clash... came out with London Calling, which had to do with an ecological problem that was going on in England at the time. The Thames River was starting to flood areas of England and even in London, and people were worried they were going to have to move out of their homes, which doesn't really get explained in this story, all right? But in 1991, in an interview with Joe Strummer, Joe said he came up with the idea... starting with a day in Soho that was filled with people coming to Britain because Britain and Scotland were going to have this big soccer match. And, you know, and that is what got him inspired to write the music of the song and the lyrics of the song. And then when Mick Jones of The Clash heard the song, well, he didn't think it was really working out that well.
I started to think about London in a strange way. And I had the tune going in my head, and the first set of lyrics I put to it, they were off the beam, and I played it to Mick, and he said he loved the song, and then he tapped the lyric sheet with his finger, and he went, rewrite that, and I understood what he meant, that the song had become more than what I had first considered it as, and like he told me to write the message that we were going to call out around the world.
The John DiBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
On my campaign of why can't things smell the way they're supposed to smell,
okay,
right, or taste the way they're supposed to taste.
Yep.
All right, you might recall a few years back, Kentucky Fried Chicken, or KFC as they prefer nowadays, right, because they don't want us to know it's fried. All right, they put out their Yule logs, right, that smelled like chicken.
Yeah,
you remember this?
Yeah,
it smells it's the 11 Herbs and Spices Fire Log.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's probably the worst gift you could give to anybody who works at KFC, but they're bringing it back.
Why? Did anybody actually buy it?
They obviously did. They're available exclusively at where? Where would they exclusively be available
at? I'm going to say Walmart.
There you go. All right. $15.88 for a log that makes your entire house smell like you're eating Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Does it work in a bonfire?
All right.
Stocking stuffer for me, honestly.
Okay. All right. What I love about it is the log actually has printed on it in bold letters, not actually fried chicken.
I mean, people.
Right?
That Duraflame looks delicious. I'll take a bite.
Right? Just the idea of, like, take a bite. It's made, don't you know? It's a log made out of chicken. It's a chicken log.
The John DiBella Podcast.
How does he do it? How the hell is he doing?
102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
This coming Thursday, he will be at Parks Casino for one show and one show only, and I would not miss this show. Ladies and gentlemen, our good buddy Adam Ferrara is going to be in town. Hiya, Adam.
How are you, Pally? How is everybody?
I am doing well. Everybody doing well?
Just fine.
Mm-hmm. All right. So are you all geared up for the holiday?
So the nice thing about doing this gig is I get to go to my mother's for Christmas. Did I ever tell you the story about our Christmas tree when we were kids?
No. I was going to ask you about Christmas, so please, tell me.
My Uncle Frank used to work at Kennedy Airport. He used to work for United.
Okay.
At Kennedy Airport. And they had a 12-foot white Christmas tree in the terminal. Uh-huh. And one year, it got a little dingy, so they were throwing it out. And he took it, and they cut it in half. So he took the top half, so his Christmas tree had a point. My father got the bottom half, so we had a 6-foot Christmas hedge. And John, they didn't cut it straight, so the angel, we put the angel on the top, but it was always leaning over because they didn't. And it looked like the angel was looking into the kitchen, like, "Hey, we going to eat soon or what? What are we doing?"
What was family life for you? Because first off, I always thought you were from Long Island. I didn't realize you were from Queens.
I was originally born in Queens. I was born in Hillcrest in Jamaica, but I grew up on Long Island. They moved out.
Oh, okay.
After a while. Yeah, we moved out, so it was all Long Island. But it was not your typical. It was a lot of love, Johnny. It was a lot of love in the family, but a lot of yelling.
That's what I was going to ask. My wife, who is the loudest talker on the planet. I am a church mouse at home. Nobody believes it, but I am the quietest thing in the house. There's my wife, the dogs, my son, who at 37 years old, at 37 years old, when he comes to visit, if he's looking for my wife, he will walk through the house going, "Ma, Ma, Ma, Ma." There's only like 2 or 3 places she could possibly be. But my family home was one of the loudest places on earth.
And not only were they loud, but there was drama, and there was always the emotional response to everything was DEFCON 1.
Right.
And then all a bunch of other stuff would always get thrown into any argument. My father would be like, "And another thing, you never let anyone outside this house know what we talk about in here." I'm like, "Pop, the windows are open and you're screaming. Please don't utter any launch codes for national security."
What did your old man do?
He did kitchens and bathrooms. He was in construction.
Oh,
I know.
Okay.
Italian and construction, living on Long Island.
Unheard
Stop
of.
It.
Unheard yeah. of, as opposed to my family that was in garbage.
Yeah. Now, we don't call it that, the Bella. We call it carting.
Carting. Okay? It's carting. In the carting business.
Yeah. You know?
Now, what about your wife? Is she a quiet woman? Is she a loud person?
No. She's beautiful. She's quiet. She's an adult, elegant lady.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's pretty much like King Kong and Fay Wray. That's pretty much
good. Okay.
And, I noticed it because that's when you notice it, Johnny. Like we were talking before we turned the mics on because I'm back in New York and you just fall into it again. When I left and I went to my wife's parents for dinner for the first time, I remember thinking that, "God, these people are so quiet. Don't you people drink?" You're telling me nobody owes anybody money and mom loves all her children the same. What's wrong with you, freak?
You know, what's funny, when Lisa and I first got married, one day we were in an argument about something. Her first husband and I said, "We never argued." That's why you're divorced.
Yeah. Are you kidding? Before I met my wife, I was in another long-term, apparently I'm a serial monogamous, Johnny. So we were in couples therapy together, all right? Okay, so my girlfriend at the time excuses herself. She goes to the ladies' room. I look at the shrink. He's an older dude. And I go, "This is just basic man-woman stuff." He's like, "Well, I've been married for 20 years, and we don't argue." I said, "You married for 20 years? Yeah. To a woman? Yeah. And you don't argue?" That was it. I left. I said, "I got to get out of here. This guy's not going to help me." He doesn't. Of course. And it's not arguing about, you know, there's no question that I love her. And I'm sure there's no question you love your wife. You just want to make them happy. Because I think love is eternal, but marriage is relentless. It just keeps coming at me.
Can you win an argument with your wife?
No. My marriage is war games. Remember the movie War Games?
Yeah.
Yeah. The only way to win is not to play. I know I can't win because I'm outnumbered. I figured this out now. It's me against my wife and Alexa. So I can't do anything. The other day, "Honey, that's not what I said." "Really? Alexa, play that." She said, "Yesterday he said he would do it today. It's today, yet it's still not done. This is not the first time he's done this." So it's like, "All right, Alexa, that's enough." "More than enough. My hard drive is clogged with empty promises." So I don't even try anymore.
I'm just trying to figure out, you know, sometimes there is no winning. All right. And a lot of times she needs help with things, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, all you have to do is ask me, and most times, unless I'm in the middle of something that I just cannot stop, right? Mm-hmm. Most times I'll drop whatever I'm doing and give her a hand.
Right.
No, I'm supposed to know from,
yeah.
from the other side of the house that
yeah.
she needs help with something that mm-hmm. she started when I wasn't even there.
Yeah, well, it's not even that, John. It's not even just doing stuff with the house. It's things in general. We're watching a movie, and she'll lean over to me. She's like, all right, now who's that guy? Did I write this thing?
Right. Oh, God, yes. Oh, God, yes. I mean, like, I'm watching the same movie for the first time that you are.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. Why do you think I know?
Well, that and that, well, this is what it does, because it messes with my ego. Because, you know, I'm the man. I should know. I should care. I should provide and protect. This is just the way I'm wired. So when she asks me stuff I don't know, I don't want to disappoint her. But then I realized, I'm like, hey, listen, I'm an idiot. I know what the problem is you can't accept the fact that you married an idiot. This is a you problem. This ain't me. I know. You looked at me. You said, well, I can change him. Good luck to you, lady. This is it. You screwed up.
Now, how much of this... what was you as a kid? I mean, were you a pain in the ass as a kid?
I wasn't a pain in the ass, but I always had an instinct to relieve the tension. I was always the comic relief
because
I couldn't stand. The tension always bothered me, so I always found a way to make a joke to relieve it because that's how I could contribute to the group dynamic. So that is part of my neurosis. It's part of my codependency. It's part of the reason I seek approval from an audience. My introduction should be, our next act has a void in his life he fills with the adulation of strangers. You know, it's just, I can be nuts, but at least I can cash in on it.
What the hell? Adam Ferrara is going to be at Parse Casino Thursday night, and tickets are available through parsecasino.com. Have yourself a great holiday, my brother.
You too, my friend. If I can I plug my YouTube special? It just came out on YouTube. It's called Adam Ferrara, It's Scary in Here. It's available on YouTube over 800-pound Gorilla Records. It's free. Go, I'll make you laugh.
The John DeBella Podcast.
You are crazy in the most wonderful way.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
This is the funnest night ever.
102.9 MGK.
Joe Walsh has a surprise in store for Vet Aid this year.
All right.
All right. He's I think he has new music coming. But as far as Vet Aid is concerned, it seems there's going to be a live stream event that's premiering on Saturday. He's dubbing it the Basement Show since it'll be held in his cellar. And he's being backed up by Waddy Wattel, the Heartbreakers keyboardist, and Ben Montench.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Lee Sklar is the bassist. Russ Kunkel is the drummer. Russ, he was Jackson Browne's drummer, wasn't he?
I think so.
Yeah, yeah. And another drummer. Ringo, his brother-in-law.
Oh, wow, yeah.
Ringo's going to be part of it, too. So, Ringo's doing Get Back.
Okay, cool.
Very popular right now. Right? So, but we'll find out more. It seems that there's going to be other stuff coming. The Basement Show will be available as of the 18th, and it'll run through the 25th. Also, there'll be clips from past Vet shows, James Taylor's ZZ Top, Sheryl Crow. All of that is going to be part of this, and all of it to raise money for vets.
The John DeBella Podcast.
What do you say we have a rock and roll party?
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9.
Shut it down.
MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.